move through this place in a mighty way, and just no condemnation, sister, that's good. I just, man, what God has done, how he saved me. I'm just not who I used to be, man. This changed. I'm telling y'all, changed, set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's nothing to do with me. It ain't nothing to do with me. I don't have no righteousness. My righteousness is just filthy rags, okay? And tonight, I want to give you this in Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 6. Out of all the Beatitudes, Jesus, and my preparation here that I got you is simple. It's going to be the most simplest outline you'll ever see. And it's just very simple, but I want you to see how simple that Jesus is. He can be as simple as you need him to be, and he can be as complex as you need him to be. You can't outdo him. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And the Bible says, Matthew 5, 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, talking about Jesus. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And verse number 6 is where we'll be at for a few moments. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the baptisms on a Wednesday night. Lord God, I do thank you tonight that when they read the meter, that our meter is going to be up. We're going to have a big usage this month, Father. What a blessing that is, Father. Lord God, what a blessing that is at the house of God, that people are still getting saved and still getting baptized. And Lord God, you're still moving in a mighty way. Lord, there's prayer requests all over this room tonight. I pray you bless them. I pray you touch them. I pray you be with the ones that's got a test this week. Lord God, the ones that's lost loved ones. Lord, I pray you touch them real good. Be with all the unspoken tonight. Lord, be with these kids that are getting saved and getting baptized. Lord, I pray you be with their home lives, be with their families. Watch over them. Comfort them as only you can. And Lord, I do thank you tonight that we can hunger and thirst after righteousness tonight. Father, I love you and I praise you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come and we look, I wanted to start it off this way, starving for righteousness. Have you ever just starved before in your life? You've been so hungry that you were starving. Tonight as we come, the key verse to memorize is Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When Jesus spoke to his disciples, blessed are they which do hunger. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. What a blessing to know that we don't have to walk around malnourished tonight. Amen. We don't have to walk around malnourished as a child of God tonight. You never have to walk around hungry. You never have to walk around not knowing where you're going to get the next meal spiritually, but you can get it from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hunger and thirst carry the meaning of craving or desiring to the point you will do whatever to obtain what you're craving for. When you're starving to death or you're hungry, to hunger and thirst, that's when you do whatever it is to fulfill that craving in your life. We all, every one of us tonight, hunger and thirst. But as a Christian, if you want to be blessed, we must hunger and thirst after righteousness. You say, preacher, what does that mean tonight? Let me give you this. Have you ever sat down at an all-you-can-eat buffet meal and you ate and kicked back from the table and you said, man, I am so full. I don't want to see no more food. You leave the restaurant and you get going home and you pass Krispy Kremes. And you done forgot about being so stuffed and so full that you're ready for something else to eat. Why is that? Because you can eat all you want to eat, but at the end of the day, you'll still be hungry. You'll still be thirsty. It is built in us tonight to hunger and thirst, and we must hunger and thirst after righteousness tonight. And as I read that, I thought, what is righteousness tonight? Who is righteous tonight? What is righteous tonight? If I'm going to hunger and thirst after something or after someone, what is that righteousness tonight? Now, if you're not careful, you'll think it'll something that you've done or something that you can obtain or how good that you can be. But that's not righteousness tonight. Righteousness tonight in the Word of God is this. It is Jesus Christ is our righteousness tonight. Jesus Christ is our righteousness tonight. The only way that we can stand before a holy God tonight is in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. We can't stand before God in our own because we would come up short. But we stand before God in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I've gave you a few verses here tonight that I want to share with you tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 30. The Bible Bible says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto wisdom and righteousness. Our righteousness tonight is Jesus Christ, and sanctification and redemption tonight. If you've got righteousness in your life, it's because you've got Jesus in your life. If you've got sanctification and been set apart and not doing the things that you used to do, it is because Jesus Christ is in your life. And glory to God, if you've got redemption, it's because the blood of Jesus tonight. He said he is our righteousness, he is our sanctification, and he is our redemption tonight. In Romans 5:21, the Bible says that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That's our righteousness tonight. 2 Corinthians 5 in verse number 2, the Bible says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Turn with me there, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Right here, before we go any further, I want to show you this in the Bible tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 22 tonight. That is a misspelled there. That is not, that, let me look here. 2 Corinthians ought to be 5:21. As I was reading that, I seen that. See, I'm not a typer. I'll mess up on typing, but I knew that verse. And when I looked down, I knew it wasn't 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 2. So I want you to take your pen tonight and put you a 1 out there beside it. And the Bible says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. So how are we righteous tonight? We're righteous in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to show you this. I showed you what righteousness is tonight, and I thank God for that. But let me show you how plain this is tonight. The righteousness is Jesus Christ. He says this in verse number 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. My first point that I wrote down that I've seen in the text, I want you to look at the plain illustration in the Word of God. It doesn't get any plainer. Anybody can understand hunger. Anybody can understand thirst. Have you ever been out, Chris, on the track team, and you've been running, and you get thirsty? You don't want salt. You don't want them to give you salt. When you're thirsty, you don't want them to give you a hamburger. What do you want when you're thirsty on the track team? You want water. You want something that'll quench that thirst. And tonight, Jesus puts us down where anybody can understand it, where somebody like me can understand it. He said the plain illustration in the Word of God is that God gives us spiritual hunger. That means we're starving for spiritual food. Job said in Job 23:12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than necessary food. You say, preacher, what does that mean? You've got to have this word in your life more than the food that you eat on a daily basis. If all you do is eat physical food and never eat spiritual food, you will starve to death. You must have that spiritual food in your life, and it must be a necessity tonight. Jeremiah 15:16, the Bible says, thy words were found and I did eat them. I want to ask you tonight, have you ever tasted the Word of God? Man, I'm talking about you ate it and it was good. I mean, it was good. You tore it up. You ate it and you said, man, I didn't know that was in the book. I didn't know that was there. And he says this, thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Tonight, that spiritual hunger, to be hungered for the Word of God. In John 6:35, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Tonight, when you get Jesus, you get the bread of life. You get what your hungry soul needs tonight, and that is the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I say to you tonight, the plain illustration in the Word of God here in the Beatitudes is we must have a spiritual hunger, and we must have a spiritual thirst. You know, tonight you can't feed a man that ain't hungry. You ever seen that? You take a man and he ain't hungry, you can't feed him. You take a man tonight and he ain't thirsty, you can lead a horse to the water. You've heard it all your life, but you can't make him drink. But you listen to this tonight. You get a man that's got an empty bottom in him, and I'm talking about, son, he can eat. You can't fill him up. You can't fill him up. You get a man that's thirsty, he'll drink all day long. I want you to know tonight that's how we ought to be for the Word of God tonight. We must hunger and thirst after it tonight. And in the world that we live in, how wicked and how dark and how depraved that it is out there, and all these pagans that are running around amongst us that's calling themselves Christians tonight, we ought to be more hungry for the Word of God than we've ever been in our whole entire life. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, we must not only be hungry, but we ought to be thirsty. That is starving for spiritual water. You know what he told the woman there at the well in John 4:14? He said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." The water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. And when you get where Jesus is, it's like getting a drink out of a fire hydrant. Son, I'm telling you what, when you get down there to get you a drink, it'll cover you up. It'll fill you up. You won't have to worry about where it comes from. I want you to know tonight, he said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." It'll just spring up in you. It'll just come alive. When all these kids are getting saved and they're getting baptized, man, I'm telling you what, it's like energizing me. I don't know about you, but it's like energizing. Man, I'm telling you what, I can't wait to get to the house of God. Can't wait to see what God's going to do. It is energizing. You say, why is that, preacher? Because it's like a living well inside of you that's springing forth. Over here at Beaverton, there's an overflowing well. And me and I had a guy call me and said, "Can you carry me to go get some water?" And he brought out some jugs. I'm talking about a bunch of jugs. Filled my car. And I mean, that thing was sitting like that once we filled it up. But we went over here to Beaverton to fill it up. And Ryder wanted to fill that bottle up so bad. And I told him, I said, "Son, you can't do it like that." And you know what he wanted to do? That thing's coming out probably 3-inch, 4-inch pipe, maybe 2-inch. I don't know. I'm much of a plumber. But about a 3-inch pipe. And it's just pumping out. And what he wanted to do, he wanted to take that little old bottle and he wanted to stick it up in that hole. Well, every time he went to stick it in that hole, it just covered me, him, and the other guy all over. And I never could get him to understand, son, you've got to get back here where the water's where you can handle it. You've got to get back here where you can handle it. And we wonder why in our life when we first get saved, we just don't know what to do, don't know where to go. Don't worry about getting too close. You get to where you can handle it. You get the drink that you can get. You get the drink that you need in your life. You let God fill your cup up. You get what you need. Some need to be a little bit closer than others. I got to be close. I got to be right there where it's splashing all over me. I got to be in the kill zone. Can I get an amen? I cannot. If I sit at the back, I'll be distracted every time. I've got to get in the front. I got to get to know where it is. Why? Because I must hunger and thirst after Jesus Christ and what he can do in my life. He told that woman at the well, he said, "You've come to get you something to drink, but I can give you something that'll blow your mind." Folks, tonight, can I say to you, Jesus Christ is what you need in your life tonight. These kids that's got saved, these older folks that's got saved, these ones that's been born again in here, you've made the greatest decision in your life to follow Jesus. Let me show you this in the book here. Let me show you this. Not only do we hunger, and not only do we thirst, Revelation 7:17, and I know this is the ones that's made it through the tribulation, okay? But let me read this to you. Revelation 7:17, "For the Lamb which is the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters and shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Where does that living water come from? It comes from the Lamb of God. I see the plain illustration in the Word. It's plain. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst. The hardest thing I've had to do since my heart surgery is not eat what I want to eat. Because I like to eat. And I like to eat a lot. And I like to eat a bunch at one time. And I like to eat appetizers. And I like to eat my plate, my wife's plate, my kids' plates. I just like to eat. That's something I like to do. But to try to hold back when you like to do something, it's hard. But folks, tonight, you know what? I don't have to hold back when I come to the table of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want you to know this. Not only is it a plain illustration in the Word, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, but it's a public invitation. Not only is he illustrated, he said, if you're hungry, come. If you're thirsty, come. You say, preacher, I ain't got no money. You don't got to have no money. Preacher, I don't know a lot about Jesus. You ain't got to know nothing about Jesus. You just got to come. When I got saved, I didn't know nothing about Jesus, David Barnes. I didn't know nothing about you. You asked me a memory verse, I couldn't give you that. I couldn't even tell you a book in the Bible. Listen, I'm telling you honestly, I couldn't tell you a book in the Bible. I didn't know nothing. Illiterate. Ignorant to the Word of God. Grew up a heathen, I'm telling you. Amen. Grew up a heathen, didn't know it, didn't want to do with the church. Didn't want nothing to do with the church. And then he saved me because he gave me a public invitation. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Come. Come. You don't know my past. It don't matter if I know it. He knows it. He still tells you to come. Look at this. In Isaiah 55:1, this is that invitation. You say, preacher, I'm broke. It don't matter. The broke man can come. The rich man can come. It don't matter. It don't matter who you are. Man, he illustrates it. If you're just hunger and thirst for Jesus, you'll get him. If you want him, you have him. Public invitation in the word. Isaiah 55:1. Ho, or lo, or hello. Everyone that thirsteth, come. Ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come. Ye buy and eat. Yeah? Come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. I wrote this down on your paper. It won't cost you a thing. An individual has as much of God in their life as they want. You ain't got no excuses to come to Jesus. Any excuse you've got, he can meet that. I remember about being thirsty. We had a thing. We played football with Brother Eric. It was a white PVC pipe. Had a cap on the end of it. Screwed a water hose on the other end of it. And they screwed hose in it. That thing squirted water every which way. And you run up there to get you a drink. Ooh, that's nasty during PE. Because you wouldn't exert yourself very much. You really wouldn't do it nothing. Water running, you just go out there and get you a little drink. That's nasty. That ain't no good. But you let August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th kick in full pads. And you out there and you can wring water out of your socks. And you working and you done built you up a thirst. You'll fight to get to that water hole. You know why we ain't thirsty? Because we ain't working for our Lord. You know why we ain't thirsty? Because we ain't in the fight. We Christians on the sideline. We ain't in the fight. We ain't in the battle. We ain't working. We ain't doing nothing. And when we do get a drink, it don't satisfy us. You know why? Because we ain't thirsty. If you gonna really want water, you let that sweat start running down that forehead. You let sweat get on that brow. You get down to what God have you to do. You get down on your knees before an almighty God and open that Bible up. And you get down and you start getting real with God. And you repent and you ask God, God, if there's anything in my life, I know I'm saved. I know I'm a pastor. But if there's anything bothering my hunger and bothering my thirst, get it out of my life. And you get on your knees before an almighty God, he'll need you a drink. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing to repent over. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing to repent over. Everybody in this room's got something they can repent over every day of our life. And one thing when I read this that I really, really, really cleaned my plow is how bad do I hunger and thirst after the word of God? How bad do I hunger and thirst after his righteousness? What do I put before him when all I need is him? I see it's an illustration. Man, I see it's plain. The illustration is plain. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. He don't throw no punches anyway. He's just straight with you. Bible straight. He'll tell you who's going to enter, who ain't going to enter. He'll tell you who's going to enter heaven, who ain't going to enter. These will not enter. These will enter. He's just plain. He gives a public invitation. He says, come. Come. But let me show you this identification. It'll show you that you did come. You can tell if a man's been at the spout or not. You can tell if a woman's been at the spout. You can tell if somebody's been hungry and thirsty and they've been filled. The key is this. The key is this. He illustrates hunger and thirst, invitation, come. And then he said, here's how you can identify if you've came and you've ate and you've drank and you've been at the spout. You can identify. There's identification. You can tell if I've been eating or not. Amen. Same way spiritually. He said, if you're hungry and you're thirsty, you shall be filled. If we're walking around on empty, it's because we ain't hungry and thirsty and he's not filling us. You said, preacher, he'll just fill me. No, he will not. No, he will not. No, he will not. You said, preacher, I ain't got to do nothing. He just going to fill. No, he is not. You got to want it. Now, you got all you want of him. But he's just not going to sit there and just pour it in on you. He's not going to pour it in there to a dirty vessel. He's not going to pour it in there to a vessel that won't repent, that won't come clean, that won't get right with him. He won't do that. But I'll tell you this right now. I've never seen a man, woman, boy, or girl that's hungry and thirsty for Jesus Christ. He didn't fill up. Let me show you this tonight, and we're going to close. Man, oh, glory. Look at this personal identification in the world. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I wrote this down. The personal identification. You must hunger. It's personal. You got to be hungry. You must thirst. You got to be thirsty. Shall be filled. It will personally show on you if you're full or not. What will it show forth, preacher? It'll show forth righteousness, because he's righteous. It'll show forth mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. I want to leave you with a thought right here. Mark 8:36, Jesus said, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Shall it profit a man? So what does it mean, gain the whole world? You know how many people are craving and starving for the things of this world? The only time they got a smile on their face is when they bought something. The only time they got a smile on their face is when they got something new or got something. Come on, y'all, talk to them. It's a trick from the devil. It's not happiness. That's not joy. That's not peace. Joy, peace, happiness, forgiveness, mercy comes from having Jesus in your life. I wrote this down. Be careful what you're starving for. And I go back to remind you, what you're starving for, it's a craving and it's a desire. And you'll do whatever it takes to get what you want. If you don't believe me, look at the world we live in. People do whatever it takes to get what they want. And when they get it, it don't satisfy them. Because the only thing satisfies that hole that you've got in your heart, and I have a mind that has to be filled, is Jesus Christ. Man, he changes everything. And tonight, as man, we come in, these kids, I'm telling you what, they excite me, man. They excite me for what God's doing in their life. They excite me. I pray tonight that you're starving for Jesus, hungry for Jesus. Father, I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. Lord, I stand in your presence tonight just as humble as I know how, asking you to bless this meeting tonight. Lord, I know tonight I'm preaching to the choir. I know that. But Lord, what about if we got more hungry, more thirsty for you and the things that you'd want us to do? Lord, I'm thankful. 10 baptisms this week. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the ones we're going to have next Wednesday night. I'm thankful for the little girl that already been saved and wants to be baptized next week. I'm thankful for that. And Lord, I just always want to be hungry and thirsty for one more soul to come to know you, for one more life to be touched, one more life to be changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you tonight that you illustrate it so plain that anybody can get it, even me. And Lord, you invite anybody. You don't call nobody. I thank you for that. And it sure will show up in our life when we get hungry and thirsty for you. Father, I love you and I praise you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said.